Bank of Cardiff. This is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Yes, I was calling to see about a loan. I'd like to see what is your qualifications to get one.
Absolutely. Can I start off with that 16-digit reservation code?
Yes. 2311-4201-0006-1683.
Great. And may I ask who I'm speaking with?
Rebecca Cardenas.
Rebecca. Okay. You know what, Rebecca? That code did not work. Can we try it one more time?
Sure. I wonder if it's expired. I had it in my desk for a little bit.
Okay. Let's try it one more time.
Okay, sure. 2311-4201.
4201.
Yes. And then there's 0006.
Mm-hmm. 1853. 1853, okay.
Yes.
Let's see. Okay, yep. Okay, now Rebecca Cardenas. Can I ask you, are you guys still at the, actually, what's the phone number you're calling me on in case we get disconnected?
This is my house number. My business number is what you probably have, but it's 409-655-5682.
655-5682?
Yes.
And that's your home number?
Yes.
Okay, great. And the name of your business?
It's A Snack on the Run.
A Snack on
LLC.
The Run. Snack on the Run. LLC. Great. And are you guys still at 30? I'm sorry, it's a what?
It's vending machines.
Okay. Are you guys a corporation, a S-Corp, LLC?
It's just my personal.
Okay, like a...
I only been a business for a year and a half.
Okay, no problem. Are you still at 3320 Verde Meadow Drive?
Yes.
Is that your home address or your business address?
Yes, I run it through my home.
Through your home, that's right, home business. Okay.
Yes, because all the vending machines... areas.
Sure, that makes sense.
And
okay.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell me? Go ahead.
There's got a couple more hotels that are coming up, and mm-hmm. there's a couple complex, real nice ones that I want to see if I get us more machines.
Okay.
So
how much does a machine typically cost?
It costs between $3,000 to $5,000, just depends which one you're trying to get.
Okay, for venues.
And I'm going to get a little bit bigger one. I've been getting the ones that are like on 23 little slots, but I like the nicer ones a little bit bigger.
Okay. So anywhere, those will probably cost around, what, $5,000 for the bigger ones?
Yes.
Okay. And how many are you looking to get?
Four.
Four. Okay, and so when you get these machines, what's the return on each one? Is it, are you able to determine that, like what you guys make profit-wise?
Yeah. For each one of them you're wanting to know?
Yes.
It's not to do, like the hotels, I get a little bit more. Let's see, probably in a month I could get almost 1,000.
Okay.
In a hotel, but then I have my business office. And it runs probably about 5 to 7 the most. Because it's a smaller building. It just depends what size my building is. And like I said, I'm just starting, and I'm trying to pay off some of my machines while I do it. But I got enough to pay all my bills and everything. That's one thing my husband told me. I had to make sure that I'm able, from the business, to pay off the bills and, like, my mileage and my phone and things like that.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
absolutely.
So far, I'm thinking about that. Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you this. How would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
It's, I just checked it. It's kind of like there. It's 675.
Okay.
That I checked it.
That's decent. That's about the average, so that's not bad. That's good. And it's not a problem because we actually work with credit tiers from A to D, so we work with everyone. Let me ask you this. What did you guys do in sales last year?
Last year, since it's new, I put it in as a loss.
What were your gross annual sales, though?
My gross income, I guess it's almost
23. Okay, 23K. Okay, and you've been in business for about a year and a half?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm planning to do more. I mean, you know, I want to get bigger. I just got to do it slowly because they cost so expensive.
Sure, no, I totally understand. Okay, are you the sole owner there for the business?
Yes.
Okay. Rebecca. And what's your...
I'm trying to get into, like, tips and stuff, but I have to get some kind of insurance, and I'm looking into that right now.
Okay.
So I can get into, like, the Galveston County or the school or something, but I know they told me I had to have some kind of liability insurance.
Yeah. Well, how would you, what's your cash flow right now coming in per month?
Per month?
Currently.
With the machine, maybe an average, about 15 to 17. 1,700.
Okay.
Yeah.
15 to 700. Yeah. Okay. So what we would shoot for is, just by kind of, you know, gauging off the conversation here, I would say go for equipment financing. And
yeah,
with the equipment financing, we should be able to finance the four machines for you. Do you already have a vendor picked out?
No, I want to get a new one. I've been using, let me see the name of it. It's vending, I got it right here. Oh, that's vending contract. And I don't like the vending machines, but those are the ones I got right now. Let me get it. I think it's called Vending. I think I'm going to just have it right here. Oh, it's All Brand Vending Resource. It's a company
okay.
I got my other one from, but I don't want to deal with that company no more.
You don't want to deal with them anymore?
No, because their machines are kind of small. I mean, I want a little bit bigger. So
okay.
I could have different things. I like the ones that have the two rings instead of just the one ring because I could put more selection in it.
Oh, okay. Let me ask you this. Do you currently financing any of the machines right now?
Yes, through their company.
Through their company, okay. And what are you
yes.
paying with them?
I pay monthly. Let's see, like this one. It's little, to me, it's too much, but it's okay. Let's see. This one I pay $123 a month, but it is, how many months? 48 months.
Okay.
Because I pay on each machine.
Got
instead
it.
Of a grand total. Because
mm-hmm.
the machine by itself, it costed $2,932, this one.
I see. Okay. $123 a month for 48 months?
Yeah.
Okay. And how many different machines are you financing right now?
Three.
Okay. Three different machines.
I got a couple of little old ones.
Okay. No problem.
But, you know, I have to keep an eye on them because, you know, they're older and I just got them someplace in Houston. They sell used machines. So, but it's okay.
Okay.
I mean, like I said, just starting, so I'm okay with that.
Yeah, so here's what I'll need from you. I'll send you the application to fill out. I'll just need you to fill that out with the signature. And then if you can get me your most recent tax return from last
okay.
year for the business, I'll need that as well. And also 6 months of your business bank checking account.
6 months of my bank checking account? Okay.
For the business, not your personal.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So what's a good email that I can send you this list to so you can kind of gather that for me?
Sure. It's Rebecca, R-E-B-E-C-C-A, 4714, at gmail.com.
Okay, great. So I got Rebecca, 4714, at gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, great, Rebecca. Well, I'll send that out to you. And then when do you think you can get it back to me so I can get working on it for you and try to get you an answer?
By end of the week.
Okay, that sounds good. What's a good number for me to call you back on? Do you have a cell phone where I can get a hold of you directly?
Yes, and it's 409-454-3511.
454-3511?
Yes.
Okay, great. I will send you the email. If I get it from you sooner, I'll start working on it. But if I don't hear from you by, like, Thursday, I'll give you a ring.
Okay. That sounds good.
Perfect. Do you have any other questions for me?
No. Thank you so much for your help.
No problem. We'll be in touch, Rebecca, okay?
Okay. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.